You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a follow-up edition of The Mark White Show on location in Winfield, Alabama, with my friend Marvin Leathers at Above the Garage Studio. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Marvin.
Hi, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
We have some great news from last night's event as we were supporting Kinley and her family with the medical issues that she goes through. It was an incredible event, right?
It was a fantastic event. We had four bands play a benefit concert for Kinley Galbraith. We call it Rebel Jam. And this was our fourth annual event and fourth time to do this. Kinley was this year's recipient, Kinley Galbraith. And we had a wonderful time listening to four outstanding bands: Secondhand Luck, the Junior Upton Band, Smashly, followed by the Outlaw Apostles. They crushed it, playing great on a beautiful stage in sunny Winfield, Alabama. There was a bake sale that took in a lot of donations for Kinley Galbraith. Also, people who just attended gave money. Ham Bones Barbecue sold barbecue sandwiches, chips, and a drink.
Very good smoked wings, by the way.
Those wings were awesome.
He came by and asked me how they were, and I told him they were great.
Yeah, that's my first time to have Ham Bones wings. When I go there, I always get the fish sandwich. You would think a barbecue place, fish, what? Uh-huh. But it's U.S.-raised farmed catfish. It is fantastic. I highly recommend that. But those wings, man, wow.
The very first beneficiary of Rebel Jam was there last night, too.
That's
she
right.
She stole the show, actually.
Abby Drummond stole the show. She is a huge fan of the Outlaw Apostles from Muscle Shoals, the headlining band. And Abby got to introduce them before they went on stage. She said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Outlaw Apostles." And everybody went crazy.
I loved it. And her brother was able to recognize a really large group of people, a team of people who have helped the Rebel Jam in a big way.
Yes, Anthony McCaleb, he's a great guy. He started Rebel Jam, and he puts a lot of work into it. He's the president of the Rebel Jam committee, and he was able to acknowledge all of the people who are on the committee and the volunteers, in addition to the committee that did that.
One of the amazing things that I noticed, and a lot of people were impressed by the amphitheater style of stage that was present in Winfield, and that came from a Shoals company.
Yeah, the beautiful inflatable amphitheater, the Black Amphitheater, that came from a Shoals company. I'm blanking on their name right now, but that was a beautiful stage, and it made it look like a cool little amphitheater was set up just in downtown Winfield.
One of the things we talked about earlier was attendance, and we want attendance to be as large as it can be, and advertising so important. We tried to help through the Mark White Show to promote the Rebel Jam this year, and this is going to continue on. So we've had the first, second, third, now the fourth, and we're going to have a fifth, and we'll have another person who will benefit from this. And as it grows, we want that attendee level to grow as well.
Yes, we do. We really want to get attendance up. It's varied from year to year. I think attendance was down this year, but we're not going to be disheartened and let that stop us. We're going to have a fifth annual Rebel Jam coming up next year. And I think it's just a matter of the advertising committee that I'm on to figure out how to crack this nut, how to solve this problem, how to untie this knot, which is how to get more people to come to downtown Winfield in support of a good cause, trying to defray medical costs for a community member in need.
Yes, and Kinley is from Hamilton.
Yes.
So the surrounding area outside of Winfield, you would hope that we get support from Hamilton and, of course, Brilliant and these other areas, Vernon, and places even, say, up to Russellville, Alabama, to
yes.
come down.
Yeah, I think we need to cast a broader net. Winfield's got a neat location. It's an hour from everywhere. It's roughly an hour from everywhere. You've got Birmingham to the east. You've got Tuscaloosa to the south, Tupelo to the west, and to the north, you've got the Shoals area and Florence. And I think that what we're going to have to do is start casting a broader net to get people from this hour radius around Winfield to come down and support a really good cause that is Rebel Jam.
Unfortunately, Kinley couldn't be with us yesterday because of
Correct.
Some health issues, but this is an ongoing issue for their family. This is why it's so important that they have medical equipment needs met, because of the daily issues that Kinley could have.
Yeah, this is when someone with the conditions that Kinley has requires 24-hour care, and that's true for the previous recipients of Rebel Jam as well. It's a tough thing to think about that you know, Kinley's mom, for example, has to dedicate her life to taking care of her daughter, and that doesn't stop. There are no breaks. There are no days off. And so we, you know, we need to really think about how difficult that must be and how important it is to step in and provide care. Because, for example, she couldn't even come to her own benefit, and that's no fault of hers. That's just more of a testament to the gravity of her medical situation.
And I know people listening have a lot going on in life. There are some difficult challenges that everybody has to face. But thinking outside of ourselves is what I found through the Mark White Show is the best thing I can do for Mark is helping others, focusing on others and their issues, trying to help them through their challenges. And that's exactly the opportunity that was given last night as we supported Kenley Galbraith.
I'm glad you said that, Mark. It helps Mark White when he helps others. It helps me, Marvin Leathers, when I help others. I don't know why reality is structured in such a way, but when you take some time, just a little time of yours, and do something for somebody else, it helps you too in ways you might not fully understand, only maybe in retrospect. But I feel great today, and because I know that friends and family and members of the community and guys like yourself have stepped in and raised some money that is going to have a significant impact on the life of another person, somebody who really needs it. And it's something about doing for others really does do for yourself in a way that is profound and something that I want to do more often.
I haven't hesitated to tell people that I battle depression myself, and it is my focus on other people that helps me come out of that many times. It's not that I can just snap out of it, but when I see a child or I see someone who's struggling with an issue, and it really puts my mind into gear to get started, to get the ball rolling again, to say, okay, Mark, you've got to come out of this because somebody needs you.
Yes.
And that allows me to then use myself for them.
I totally agree with that. I'm a person who struggled with depression also, and I think that when you're depressed and it's not just you're down or you're it's almost like you're shut down, and the last thing you want to do is exercise or exert effort or go out of your way to do something for somebody else. But it's just at those moments where when you are depressed and you do do something for somebody, it blocks you from sensing your own depression, and it can get you out of it on a daily basis.
We are here at Above the Garage Studio, and Marvin, in the next segment, let's talk about your passion for this work. We've gone through several microphones to try to improve the Mark White Show, and you've got some amazing equipment, and little known here in Winfield, Alabama, if someone's listening, got a great studio right here in Winfield. So let's talk about that in the next segment, okay?
That would be great. Thank you.
Awesome. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we're coming to you from Above the Garage Studio in Winfield, Alabama. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little lad, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
And we're back. We're coming to you from Winfield, Alabama, on location at Above the Garage Studio with my friend Marvin Leathers. As we mentioned, we had a great event last night as we supported Kenley Galbraith, a great event that was supported by the community. We appreciate the support of those who were there. Citizens Bank, it was right next door to Citizens Bank where the concert took place. We had some great bands. Marvin pulled that together. And right now we're in his studio, and he's very passionate about this, as I'm very passionate about this type of work too, because I have to go in and edit shows. I have to work on the quality of the show to send it to radio stations. And I hope that what I put out is of good quality. I have great guests, and then it's my job to go in and do the production side of things. And I love it. I love this part of the job.
Yeah. Audio is a lot of fun. And, there are a lot of people out there who love music, especially in this area. There's a lot of unrecorded musical talent in the churches and the schools of this area. At Above the Garage, we are serving this rural community that is in Winfield, Alabama, and surrounding, you know, up through the Shoals to the north, Birmingham to the east, Tuscaloosa to the south, Tupelo to the west. We really think our location is an advantage. People can come to Above the Garage and focus on music, doing things in an efficient way, in a way that helps unlock their creativity and give them inspiration. And they can come to this community that's quiet, it's safe, there's good restaurants, there's good people, and whatever musical project they have, they can get it done at Above the Garage.
Speaking of restaurants, I was at Cajun Connection yesterday. Icy Gator, we love Lisa and Bill Tilly and the work that they do for the community. Great couple. We ate at Cedar Landing for lunch. We enjoyed the restaurants in Winfield. And one of the events that has taken place over the weekend has been the Witch's Princess. And that is from the Winfield City High School Drama Club. And you have a young man who has an amazing talent that was introduced to this play, correct?
Yes. Corbin Bryant is his name. He's the drum captain at Winfield City High School. He's a junior in high school. And he came to Above the Garage Studio and asked me if I wanted to record original compositions he had made for this play, The Witch's Princess, that the Freedom Theater in Winfield put on this weekend. It's actually going on right now as we speak, their Sunday matinee show. Corbin is a very intelligent, driven, motivated, professional 17-year-old. He's kind of a one in a million, but there are other 17-year-olds out there doing similar things who seem to have their act together in what they want to focus on in life. And one of his things, he could do anything he wants, in my opinion. He's that intelligent and has such a good character. But one of the things that he focuses on is music. And so he came with 17 pieces, most of them original pieces of music. And by original pieces that he's written, I mean, he actually scored them out on a musical staff with notated music, and he composed that. And he played drums, bass, and guitar, electric guitar and acoustic guitar. He brought some friends of his, Miss Sims, the band director at Winfield City High School. He brought a couple of other friends as well, saxophone player Casey, and he brought a trumpet player, And Miss Sims, of course, she plays many instruments. She played bass, clarinet, flute, and piccolo. And the two others were students at Winfield City High School in the band. And he created a soundtrack for the Witch's Princess play. And it sounds incredible.
How fun is that to pull that type of project together?
It's so much fun. It's great working with young people. You know, they have such energy and drive and focus. And it was a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for Above the Garage to do something in the community with Freedom Theater. And we really appreciate the opportunity that was given us. Working with Corbin is awesome. If he wants to go into music, he's going to be very successful, in my opinion.
It allows you to showcase Above the Garage as well, and what you're doing here in Winfield, Alabama, which is quite different. If you think about Muscle Shoals, you know there are studios in Muscle Shoals.
Great
and people
studios,
travel there.
Yes.
And here in Winfield, Alabama, the quality of the equipment that you've got, the research you've done behind everything that's in here is to the level that someone, if they want to have a clean, nice recording made, they could do it right here in Winfield.
Yeah, they can. They can come to Winfield and do it fast and efficiently and creatively. You know, we're adding on to our studio where we're going to have some living quarters with some bunk beds, so a band could come in and spend the night here and do a residency for a few days to work on an album or however long it took them to do that. It's a lot of fun and a great thing to be involved in.
Where did this passion come from for you, Marvin?
Well, I've recorded music for about 20 years, and I had a different career path. I actually did neuroscience for a long time, and then when I came back to Winfield, I was maintaining my recording abilities, and I just decided this would be a great location for a studio. There's so much untapped musical talent in this area. There are great studios up in the Shoals, wonderful studios like Fame, Nut House, Wishbone, Cypress Moon. I'm probably forgetting some, but there are some East Avalon Recorders, just great studios. They've been around for a while, and they're over an hour away from Winfield. So what I wanted to do was start something here, something local with the latest technology. We use digital emulations of analog gear. We're a computer-based studio. We use virtual tape machines, virtual EQs, virtual compressors. We have microphones that can emulate, $20,000 microphones, the Townsend Lab Sphere. And with the technology we use through Universal Audio and other companies, we're able to get these classic analog sounds that some of the bigger legacy studios can get through their analog hardware. We're able to do that on the computer.
What has been the reception to Above the Garage Studio as you've told people in the community about it?
It's been great. People love the idea of recording. You know, it's fun. Making music is fun. I like to say that if we're not having fun making music, we're doing it wrong. And people in the community have been extremely supportive. I think they're proud that there's a recording studio here. I know I am. And I've had people come out of the local area, various songwriters like Houston Vinci from Fayette. And I've gotten to work with David Miles from Winfield, who's a very good songwriter. We've had from Haleville, the Jordan Waters band that did their EP with us. That's now on Spotify, and it's gotten over 6,000 streams. That's a lot of fun. I'm very proud of that. That was all recorded, mixed, and mastered here. And various other people have come to collaborate, and we've got things coming up. People call me on a regular basis wanting to record, so it's great.
It's an interesting part of my life that it wasn't too many years ago that I was singing myself. I was singing around different areas, different concerts, events, and I thought that that's the direction I was going to go in, was singing.
I didn't know that.
But I found that I could still use my voice and use it through the Mark White Show with conversations that I have with people, so I'm still using my voice. It's just not the way that I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, that's sometimes that happens. I mean, I'm a guitarist and singer myself, and I find myself now focusing on a different aspect of music. Like you're saying, you still use your voice in the Mark White Show. You might not be singing on air, but you're talking, you're making a difference, you're interviewing people, and you're still into audio. I found that's true for me too. Like I come from a more of a performer's standpoint, where I'm performing guitar-based music with a full band and singing. But now I get to produce, I get to engineer, I get to mix, I get to master. It's a lot of fun. It's a different slice of the pie, but I like it.
Exactly. And I get to talk to people like Lee Greenwood and Crystal Gayle, and I've had these folks on the show, people that I listened to their music when I was younger. And I still get to have the conversations with them and appreciate where they came from and how they were able to get to where they are.
Yeah, that's got to be exciting for you to be able to talk to legends like that, like Lee Greenwood.
Ricky Skaggs, another one comes to my mind right now.
Yeah, he's man, it's the talent of Ricky Skaggs with the picking and the singing, just an incredible bluegrass talent, and more than just bluegrass. I mean, he's a country legend.
T. Graham Brown, soul singer, I mean, amazing country soul guy, and become friends with these people. So that's really neat. It's something that I can offer them when they come out with new music. I had Marty Rabin on the show not long ago with Shenandoah as they released their new Revival single. And so I give them an opportunity through my show, and I can actually help them promote their music.
That's really neat, and you may not have gotten those opportunities had you not started your radio show.
Exactly. Well, let's tell people how they can connect with Above the Garage Studio, Marvin.
Well, if you just Google Above the Garage, my Google business page will come up. If you want to go to the website, there'll be a link on that. The website is abovethegaragerecording.com. We're a small studio, but we have the latest digital technologies that can give you that great analog sound. You can find my phone number online. Call me up. If you're interested in collaborating, if you want to do anything from one of our services is song completion. Another of our services is mobile recording, where we can come to you. But if you want to come to us, we can record, mix, and master whatever creative endeavor you're interested in. Anything from radio commercials for businesses, which we've done. We did some commercials for State Bank in this past year that were very successful. From singer-songwriters to R&B, we're trying to get into hip-hop. We haven't had the opportunity to do that yet, but I'm just waiting on a rapper to call me up. We do gospel, we do rock and roll, we do country. Just anything that involves sound, we like doing.
Congratulations on your studio. Congratulations on a successful 4th annual Rebel Jam.
Yes.
Amazing event. And I'm so glad that the Galbraith family is getting this support, and Kinley's going to get some help that she needs.
She is. She's going to get a significant sum, and it's from the people in the community who, you know, whether they were going through depression like we talked about that day or whatever, they came out of themselves and gave to somebody else. And it's going to be a really successful thing for her.
Folks, we've been coming to you on location from Winfield, Alabama, at Above the Garage Studio with Marvin Leathers. Always welcome to the Mark White Show, Marvin.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity, and we love the work that you do here in this area of the country.
Thank you, buddy. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll go ahead and share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.